This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Caney. As we just heard, police work can be dangerous. And just how hard is it to find men and women who are willing to become police officers? The Cincinnati Police Department is looking for qualified men and women who would like to join its ranks. And joining us to discuss what it takes to be a police officer for the city of Cincinnati and the qualifications the department looks for in a candidate are Cincinnati Police Recruiting and Background Supervisor Sergeant Dominic Guilliford, Recruiting and Background Investigator Officer Adrian Miller, and Officer Fred Gilmer, who's a recruit advisor at the Police Academy. And thanks, everybody, for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
Just, Dominic, is it more difficult these days to find recruits for this work?
It is. It is just because the climate has changed, the social climate of policing, everything that you've seen in the media. It's hard to get people to want to be police officers. There's still some people out there that it's their dream to be a police officer. They're going to pursue it. They're going to go after it. But when you're in, from the recruiting standpoint, you need to have as many numbers as you can when we have a large department like ours, so you have a good pool of candidates to choose from, because people get washed out in the process for different things.
How many officers are in the Cincinnati Police Department?
We have a little over 1,000.
Okay. And Adrian, what's your take on this? Is it tougher these days to find recruits and to get people willing to do this kind of work?
Yes. I find that career fairs, I'm actually actively engaging people versus people coming to the table. So you do have to actually be active and try to pull people in just because of the media and, you know, how we are portrayed. So you have to let people know, hey, this is what policing is all about, and just give them every aspect of policing.
Fred, in your role as a recruit advisor, what are you telling these new people when they come in? What kinds of things are you working with them on?
Well, with my part, we're dealing with them when they get into the academy. So we're preparing them for the streets. And it can be stressful at times. And so during the academy, it's an opportunity for us to train them to work together, dealing with the class standards that we expect when you're dealing with the testing, firearms, physical, PT, defensive driving and such. It can be stressful. And so with that being said, it prepares them to, hey, how do we get through this together?
Yes, there's, if you don't mind, Fred, mm-hmm. there's a lot of times people become police officers and they have a preconceived notion of what it's like or what they think it's like to be a police officer. They want to be a police officer for different reasons. They say, I want to help people, or I want to do whatever it is. I want to be in forensics. I want to be an investigator. I want to work with kids in the schools, whatever it is. But there's going to be a time in your career, especially early on, where you're still going to be out on the streets. You're going to be responding to calls. You have to be ready to deal with a person from anywhere, all walks of life, and you go from a very stressful situation, code red type of situation, if you will, down to a yellow where there's absolutely nothing going on. So Fred and the guys in the academy, you have to push someone's stress levels as well to let them know how stressful it can be and to maintain their control and their self-control at all times, no matter how stressful it is.
Dominic, what kind of a mindset, what kind of a temperament do you need to be a police officer?
Well, you really need an outgoing person, a self-motivator, someone that tries their best to keep their morals, values, and beliefs in a straight line, and that isn't willing to, or that is willing to work hard.
I agree.
Fred, what are the requirements to be a candidate?
Well, you have to, once you get in the academy, you have to do the 26 weeks. And in that
26 weeks.
26
half a year.
Weeks.
Wow.
Yes. And we, the highest of standards we here at Cincinnati Police, we expect you to have all your testing. You have to go through that, do with the PT, physical training. We also do firearms qualification. You have to pass those. And it's almost like it's a semi-military mindset that we have going on at the academy. And a lot of the recruits, when they come in, have to get adjusted to that. This is their probably their first real job or first opportunity to deal with stress, and how do I handle that? And we actually see people change for the better. Hey, this is I never knew how to work with individuals, especially when stress came around, and now I do, to rely on my partners to get me through this. We also notice that individuals have their strong points and their weak points. You have some who do well in testing and then and struggle in firearms. And so how do I get my partner to help me in that area? And you see people gelling together, and that's what we want to see. We're a family. You know, the police department, Cincinnati Police, is a family. And when they come out on the streets, it's another training with the field training officer, FTO program. They have to learn how to work out on the streets. So where at the police academy is more of a sterile environment where it's free to make mistakes. And we can train right then and there. So it's great. When we let them out, it's an honor to see them step out and see them when they first came through the door and when they graduate into a new police officer.
Adrian, before they get to the academy, they have to pass the police recruit exam, right?
Correct. Okay. In order to get to the hiring process, you do have to be 21. You have to have a GED or a high school diploma. You have to have a driver's license. You have to be a U.S. citizen, and you have to be a resident in Hamilton County or adjoining counties. And then you have to go through the testing process, the hiring process. You have to take the test, the written test, physical agility test. You have to fill out a personal history questionnaire. You have to take a polygraph. You have to take a behavior assessment. We do a thorough background investigation. You do a home interview, and you do a medical evaluation. So, and that process is about a year to get through all that.
Right. So, go ahead.
We take a while, if you don't mind me saying. We take a while because it is a rigorous background investigation being completed on every applicant at every stage. Now, our numbers dwindle, like he said, once they don't pass a particular portion. They're kind of set aside for a minute until they go to Civil Service Commission, see if they're going to be removed from the process or not. But our process is long because we want to make sure that we're getting the best applicant possible for our police department to keep our standards up. We don't want to sacrifice what we believe as a police department that our officers should be and where they should, you know, the standard that they need to rise to just to get bodies out on the street.
So how many people usually apply for this? How many applicants do you usually get? And then what's the size of the actual class by the time it gets to that point?
It varies. Again, that goes back to the original question of how hard it is to recruit people. We'd like to see right around 3,000 applicants or more. It is getting a little more difficult to reach those numbers in the initial process. This is the when I talk about the folks that actually sign up for the exam. And then you'll have people that just won't show for the exam. And then you have people that won't pass every portion of the process. So it dwindles.
I think the last exam, it was roughly 2,700 people. Mm-hmm. And I believe the class size from that is 55 people. So it is competitive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then from the 55, how many usually end up graduating?
Well, we usually lose maybe one or two during the 26 weeks in the academy.
Fred's real rough on him. No, I'm kidding. I thought
you were supposed to be mentoring these guys and helping get through this whole thing.
No.
Now, are you seeing more candidates applying out of college or after getting out of the military? Is that more common these days, Adrian?
Yes. We do have a lot of college graduates and a lot of military, which those characteristics from them organizations are suited to be a police officer. So we do have a large selection from colleges and universities and military.
And then, Fred, you were starting to touch on this. So once they graduate from the academy, that's not the end of their training, right? They have to go. What kinds of things do they have to do after they graduate?
Well, once they get out, they're assigned a FTO, a field trained officer, and they learn the streets. They're out there with that officer, taking radio runs and learning how to do the respond to those runs in a professional manner, and of course the way they were taught in the academy. So it's real. So what happens, it happens. I'm not there, or any of the academy staff, we're not there to blow the whistle. This is the real thing, and they're graded out there in the field on how they respond to those incidents. And majority of them do well.
How long does that part of the whole thing work?
That's a three-month period.
Yes. We have recruits that they deal with in-house in the police academy. And then when they come out, we affectionately call them PPOs, probationary police officers, for that three-month time. And what Fred is touching on is the fact that you can teach them and stress them and do everything to make them be prepared for the job in a sterile environment like the police academy. But when you come out on the streets, it's a little different when it's live. It's a live situation. And we don't want to go, well, just because you made it out of the police academy and you passed every requirement inside that chamber of time, that now you're a full-fledged police officer and you're ready to do this. We still need to evaluate you out on the streets and how you do. So it is possible that it doesn't happen that often. I don't want to make it sound like there's a whole bunch of washouts. Mm-hmm. But it is possible that you will not pass the 90-day probationary period.
Is there one aspect of policing that you can point to that the new officers have the most trouble with?
I'll let Fred answer that if he's...
Come again on that as far as...
Is there one area you can point to where new officers seem to struggle and have the most difficulty adjusting to or getting the hang of?
I don't think it's one in particular thing. Each individual has their issues. When they get out on the out in the FTO program, a lot of them realize that, hey, this situation here was very intense. You know, I didn't know how to respond to this, or the lady was yelling at me, or the door was slammed in front of me. You know, I don't remember that scenario, or I don't remember them teaching me this part. And going home and saying, you know, I didn't think about the reality of what's really going on out there. And some of them may make a decision that this may not be the career for me. As far as in the academy, you have the momentum of the whole recruit class pushing you through, hey, we can do this together. And so the FTO program is more or less on, you're out there with you and the training officer. So it's more or less, is this for you or not? So I don't know if this one individual thing that makes a recruit say, hey.
It's just reality hitting them in
correct.
The face, and that's the tough part. Adrian, they can apply at age 21. Is there an upper age? Is there a cutoff, or you take?
It's no cutoff. You have to be 21 by the time the police academy start. So you can be 20, while you're applying, but by the time you start the academy, you have to be 21. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
We have a physical set of standards that they have to pass as well, that, like he talked about, the PT portion. And we don't make it easy. I keep saying they, the staff of the academy, but the police department, we don't want to make it a walk in a park. You need to pass a certain set of goals. One, to feel proud about what you did. Two, to be in a certain shape for this job. So the age limit isn't necessarily an issue. It's the issue if you're 21 or if you're 41, can you meet our requirements and
pass
our standards.
Pass physical requirements.
Right.
What motivates someone to become a police officer, Dominic?
It could be a number of things. It could be something that happened in their life. It could be a lifelong goal. You hear it runs the gamut. There's a litany of reasons why. Right. Family. Most people that become police officers, it's not necessarily the salary, the benefits. It's the want to help people. It's the want to do good in different areas. When I say help people, it could be being an investigator. It could be an officer in uniform going out on the streets.
They've got a desire to serve.
Correct.
Well, thank you for joining me this afternoon. Mm. Cincinnati Police Recruiting and Background Supervisor Sergeant Dominic Guilliford and Recruiting and Background Investigator Officer Adrian Miller, Officer Fred Gilmer, who's a recruit advisor at the Cincinnati Police Academy. And the Cincinnati Police Department's holding an open house recruiting event December the 12th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Cincinnati Police Academy. You can find a link to more information at wvxu.org. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition. Archives of our programs are available at wvxu.org. The producer for today's show was Pete Reitmeier. The assistant producer was Belinda Kai. The technical director was Kevin Rawinski. I'm Mark Haney.